Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Run Strong podcast with me, Gary House. It's another short one today. We've got some more interviews coming up, but for now, I'm just going to share a bit of my kind of daily journal, I guess, and hopefully give some people bits of advice based on the same kind of tips and tools that I'm sharing with my Run Strong members at the minute. And it's this weekend's story is based on shopping, which if any of you lot know, if you've read my emails before, which I obviously would recommend, get on the free email list, link in the bio on Instagram or the website, therunstrongclub.com, you'll know that I just hate going to the supermarket to do any kind of shopping, really. It's not my thing. We get the home delivery usually. That's not an option at the minute, which is understandable, but it's a 30-minute drive usually to get to any supermarket. And so I wasn't really looking forward to it. Last week when I went, it was just chaos, if I'm honest. You kind of don't know what you can touch, what you can't touch, who you can touch, who you can't touch. Well, those rules haven't changed, I suppose. But it was just, you're on high alert for anyone coughing or, trying to be kind of giving everyone their space and everything, but it was all a bit manic. Nothing available that you really wanted, so I wasn't really looking forward to it this week. But I think in general, since we spoke last time, that the whole kind of, there's a bit of a tide change in people's, hopefully, mindset and the kind of outlook on things. And this was reflected on my shopping trip, because on the way it was a lot clearer on the roads. It was, I guess, we're a family of four and a dog, so it is still an essential journey for me to go and get the shopping. And the drive was the clearest I've ever done. So it took half the amount of time. Come on, Fergie. Half the amount of time to get there. Nice. Loads of spaces available. No problem. Yeah, there was loads of spaces available. Parked up. And outside, there was a queue, so that everyone was queuing 2 metres apart. And at first you think, oh my God, here we go. I don't want to be queuing. But it was actually set up from the supermarket so that we all have equal and ample space. So they've actually, from the week before, they've put a load of measures in place, which meant queuing outside, the 2 metres apart, that's fine. I must have queued for about 5 minutes, if that, probably. And then you get in, and it's on one in, one out. So there's a maximum amount of people in the supermarket, and it was just so much calmer, so much kind of clearer what you had to do. Everyone's in the same boat. Some people are wearing gloves and things like that, but everyone's more kind of just being more considerate to everyone's space and the situation. Just my whole kind of experience was, this is calmer. And if everything's calm, then you can be a lot clearer. So my shopping was a lot clearer. What I needed to get was on a shopping list, which I don't always have. But Charlotte had written out the shopping list, so there was no problems there. There's a few items we couldn't get, but it looks like on the whole, people have been not stockpiling as much. People are getting the idea that we're going to be okay. Food wise, you can just go and do your normal shop. So yeah, the supermarket experience, it was just telling me that if you take the time to plan things, which they obviously have, I mean they've had to, but they've planned a whole new system of getting in the shop and getting out. We had to queue to get out, we had to queue to use the tills, and just so we could all keep each other's space. But once we knew what was happening, everyone just adhered to it. And I think that's the benefit right now of everyone that's following a bit of a training plan. It's not that you need a race to have a clear goal. You just need to understand what the goal is. So for lots of our members, they've shifted to either they're going to run their fastest mile, or they're going to run their best 5K, or they're just going to work on strength drills and things like this, which luckily I can give them all. But as a whole, the group, it's been a really positive week, and that just shows that kind of if you're in the right environment and you can plan and you can adapt, that you can actually have lots of benefits no matter what the situation. So I'm not a big fan of quotes or anything, but there's a quote that I might butcher it, but I always remember the one. It's not always the strongest that wins, but it's those that who adapt best. And if you think about it, that's exactly what you need to do now. Constantly adapt, because if the rules change, we need to adapt. If you're in a race and things change, as in your nutrition, you can't get in your energy, then you have to adapt. If you get lost or you go the wrong way or you're just having a bad day, it's those that adapt in that situation right there that usually come out on top. So a lot of it is, right, I need to remain calm, get clear on what I need to do today. What can I do today to kind of move forward and then get that done? And that's what I've been trying to get across to my members. So that's all I wanted to share with everyone today, really. Take your example from the supermarket, who have put a clear plan in place. They know exactly what they need to do, and then that means that filters down to the shoppers. We all knew what we wanted to do, and I had probably the best experience shopping I've ever had. It was like, you know, when you go on holiday and time seems to slow down, nobody's in a rush, and you can kind of just enjoy the shopping, which I know there's still lots of bad news going around and all that kind of thing, but we can take lots of positives from this situation. Like I said on the last podcast, hopefully you wrote your 25 advantages of this bad situation. Now we need to start taking action on it. So yeah, get a plan in place, fix a new goal. It doesn't have to be, well, it's not going to be a race. And then take some time kind of looking after your own kind of mental wealth and health, and crack on is my advice, because now the tide is changing. Like the great example is the clapping for the NHS during the week. Just a week before that, every fucker was fighting for them, fighting for toilet rolls against the NHS. People didn't care who they were stealing them from. Now everyone's out the front clapping them at 8 p.m. on Thursday or whatever it was, which it's kind of a small gesture in the grand scheme of things, but it does show that there's a bit of a mindset shift. And anyway, hopefully you're starting to get some more positive thinking around the situation. I'm still coaching people in Ireland that if you're in the UK listening to this, I've got people that are in Ireland that have gone on lockdown for 2k now out the door, which I guess one of the benefits of being in the UK, ironically, is we don't have to follow suit to to places like France and Spain, like, and things like this, because of Brexit. And I know nothing about politics, but I think at the minute we can make our own decisions, so we might get away with things. But I've coached people in the past that they work on oil rigs, so they've got no access to being outside, really. They've either in the forces and they only have access to a treadmill twice a week in 40 degree heat. And it's always goes back to the people that adapt will come out on top. Okay, so yeah, adapt your situation, do what you need to do, and have a good week this week. Okay, speak to you soon, everyone.